You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next, we've got a story from the Uncuffed team at Solano State Prison in Vacaville.
From Solano State Prison,
this is Uncuffed.
Today's story comes from Uncuffed producer Steve Drown, who's incarcerated at Solano.
Prison is not always family-friendly, especially when it comes to incarcerated fathers and sons. Lorenzo Fosselman Jr. and Lorenzo Fosselman Sr. haven't seen each other in 22 years. They're both life-term inmates, incarcerated at different prisons. Through a strange quirk of fate and medical issues, Lorenzo Sr. wound up here at Solano for a short period of time. We were able to bring Junior and Senior together for the first time in 22 years.
We had scheduled this before and it got canceled.
Right.
So I was very disappointed, And I thought maybe it won't happen. This is prison, so anything could happen. So I was hoping when I got the ducket last night saying today, I tossed and turned all night. I really did.
Like I said, I've been anticipating seeing him for about a week now, ever since I found out that he was on the other yard. So I've been looking at the gate to see, just to catch that sight. And so when I seen him in the wheelchair over there, I knew instantly that was him. So I just called out to him. And then when he acknowledged it, he looked up and he seen me. I already knew, so, you know. It felt good. It was an internal thing for me more than the external jump, you know?
Well, when I first seen him, I heard someone say, "Pops." And I immediately looked up, and there he was, his arm raised. Here I am. And I was lost for words, but I had tears in my eyes. When I rolled over to him, because I can't walk right now, I rolled to him. And he just hugged me, and I was lost for words. I couldn't say anything. I just grabbed him, and I just held him, kissed him on his forehead. He didn't like it, but, you know, I'm still processing that I've seen my son for the first time in 22 years.
Has it been what you guys thought it would be?
That and more. Actually, but it takes me a while to process things, you know, so I'll probably process this for
what I tell you
for quite a while before I determine.
How about for you, Senior?
Yes. It's more than I imagined. It really is. I didn't think it would happen. We both got life sentences. We both in different prisons. So what was the odds that we would be in one spot at the same time?
I'm looking at father and son, and you see the nose is the same, the eyes are the same, the smile is the same. They have gestures that, I mean, it's just incredible how similar they are. I asked you in our first discussion, if he was sitting in front of you, what would you like to say to him? Is there anything else you want to say to him?
That I am probably on the path that I'm on. I'm on the page that I'm on, and I have the confidence that I have, largely in part because of the role that you've had in my life. And even the years that I was difficult or hard-headed and I didn't pay attention, I always listened. I never blamed you for the choices that I did or didn't make. I never went with that when I got to the age of being able to understand things. So I understand now what it was that you was trying to tell me when I was a teenager. You know, I'm able to think freely. I'm able to, you know, be secure within myself. You know, a lot of people I know, they never knew their father. They never had any positive encouragement from their father.
I take responsibility for the train wreck I've caused for my life and the p- problems you had with yours. Because I know if I would have been there when you were a teenager, your life wouldn't be the way it is. Because I never wanted your life to be like mine. In this environment, I never wanted this for you. Every day and every night, it hurts me to my heart to see you sitting here in blue. It really does. But I'm proud of you. The sacrifices you've made, the man you've become, and the journey you're on, that you're on, it's just powerful.
And I appreciate that. I always will appreciate that, and I always love you for it.
I love you too, son.
That was Lorenzo Fosselman Jr. and Lorenzo Fosselman Sr. Jr. works in the law library at Solano Prison. After that meeting, Sr. was transferred out to Valley Prison in Chowchilla. They were both interviewed by Steve Drown, a producer in KLW's radio program at Solano. Our work there is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability, and all content is approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories from Uncuffed at our website, klw.org/uncuffed. And if you want to support the KLW team that makes Uncuffed, you can text the word Uncuffed to 44321 and choose your donation amount. That's the word Uncuffed to the number 44321.